You know, I'm not going to let my mother get off that easy. I love my mother. I really did. We had a unique way of expressing our love to each other. Before I get into this group therapy session, I want to thank the Klein Gallen Hall and the Summit House and that organization for the wonderful care that, for everything they did for my mom. I mean, they're the best in the state, if not one of the best in the country, at doing what they do. And I'm very, very grateful for that. With all the Lipitor that's in my system, I was having difficulty remembering all the good times. And particularly when my father passed away, and then Stanley's situation. And I really have to thank my sister for the, see, if you haven't seen the Seattle Times obituary, I really owe a lot to my sister for, I mean, the love of the arts, the love of the theater and music and everything. I mean, she really was. She was a Renaissance person. She really was. I knew for a couple of years. I moved to California, and after hearing Irv talk, you probably understand why. I'm not here to ask for any forgiveness for my mother. I basically want to say, I hope you understand. She was really angry that I moved to California and abandoned Luann, Stan, and herself. And she perceived it that way, as abandonment. For a couple years, I don't even know, she wouldn't answer my phone calls. I knew she loved me when my friends say I faked two heart attacks. And she arrived like gangbusters to Eisenhower Hospital, and she was there for no more than a couple of days, and my surgeon, my doctor, who has the name Hackshaw, Barry Hackshaw, he says, "You gotta keep her out of the intensive care unit." He says, "You know, my electrocardiogram would go like this, and my mother would walk in to lecture me on how to eat well and everything, and it looked like a seismograph with a 7.5 earthquake." So they literally had a barricade from the intensive care unit. I remember we wanted to bond. I wanted to bond with her. So my mom came to, I used to go to Maui, and I'm persona non grata in Maui now because of Esther Muscatel. I had to buy a home on the big island of Hawaii because I could no longer go to Maui. My mother came over for a couple of weeks, and we're bonding together. Well, I'm at the beach. She would go shopping. My mother was a shopaholic, but who couldn't make up her mind. On the even days, she would buy at Whaler's Village, and on the odd days, she would take everything back. So after a while, there wasn't a clerk on the island that would have anything to do with me. I was the 11th player. My brother's situation, he had schizophrenia. Right now she's saying, don't say schizophrenia. He was slightly depressed. She would call me up to basically help out the situation. I remember her calling me up and saying, "You got to go visit with the doctor, his psychiatrist out at 11 North, University of Washington. Part of the program is the siblings also have to get involved in the care." So after she harassed me for about a week, this doctor calls me up and I go out there to the University of 11 North to visit with my brother's psychiatrist. Walk in the door, And there's Raymond Burr in a wheelchair with no arms and no legs. He's quadriplegic. He had, looked like a human erector set. The guy had to take a pee, he had to press a button. This is what my mother put me into. Okay, now when I got back home, after slamming the door on the guy's wheelchair, because he said I could open the door myself. You know, I mean, I don't need any assistance. He hated me because I had arms and legs. And my mother then called me that evening. How did everything go? You did what? I said, I slammed the door on his wheelchair and I think I broke all his wires. Well, you couldn't do enough, Irv. My sister couldn't do enough. But she really, I know deep down, she loved all of us. She loved my grandchildren. She loved her great-grandchildren. And all I know is that if there's life after death, wherever she's going, and you sages really don't know the answer to that one, do you? But if you run into my father up there, and he asks you why that moron had to join more than one golf club, lie.